following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Refuge family, visitors, good to have you with us. Fireside chat time as we continue on, progressing, but continuing on in our COVID-19 crisis mode with the fireside chat word of encouragement Monday through Friday at noon. We'll continue that until this is over and the lockdown is over. A little bit different set, you can see, because we have kind of moved a little bit forward. We have more people getting back to work, which is awesome, which is answered prayer. We have less people in hospitals, which is answered prayer. So that's why a little bit of a change. Also because we're opening up weekend services. Some of you were with us this past weekend, and it was a blessing. It was so special to be together in person. I know a lot of you are still watching live stream, and we'll continue to do that for you and provide that. The pre-registration, it's very, very critical that we do that. I know it's a hassle. I think that's crazy why I have to do that. But we are now limited to 100 people attending the service. That doesn't include the staff and support teams, but 100 people attending the service. The services tonight, number one, because tonight's our midweek study, and also our weekend services. So the pre-registration is really critical for us, and you need to be able to verify that you did pre-register. You can just show us on your phone or print out a copy, and if you need help, call the office. We will help you with that. Some have said, hey, the form, there's a lot of questions. Is the government behind this? No, the government is not behind us. This is totally internal. It's for us. It also helps us increase our database so that we can get back to you, especially now more than ever with all the things that are happening and the flux, the change. For example, we're adding, just as of an hour ago, we're adding a 12:30 service for this Sunday, not for every weekend yet, we don't know, but for this Sunday, we've had to add a 12:30 service. Services will be shorter, hour total in length, but to accommodate that, so we can get word out, because now you've given us information for that database. That's what it's about. You're not going to be on any spam list. We don't sell our list or rent our list out. It's strictly for us, so please know that. And the same thing with the masks. I know that's a pain. And by the way, when I say the same, I mean because the pre-registration for some of you is a pain. I get it. The masks, I get that. But to honor those, it's important to them. Also, the Orange County Health Department is requiring it. So we're doing it. And there it is. So that's happening. So tonight, this weekend, we are cleaning the sanctuary. After every service, in fact, we are spraying and wiping down all surfaces, and even sooner than that in some areas, and handles throughout the course of the service. Surfaces are being disinfected. And so we're doing above and beyond what we've been asked to do. So just know that. And right now, let's tune in to Pastor Jeff for Wilson Wednesday, and he's going to introduce you to some more of our great staff. So here we go.
Refuge family, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. We're so glad you're with us. This has been such a cool time with the fireside chats and getting to come into your home or wherever you're watching. So glad that you've joined us. This is my wife, Bethany.
Hello.
And I'm Jeff. Hello. And we are joined today by an incredible family, a family that we love so much, the Acuna family. Hi, Acuna family.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. And the Acuna family are part of our, we've been interviewing different Refuge staff, pastoral staff and their families over the last couple of weeks. We're going to keep doing that. Today we have the Acuna family, and so we're glad to have you guys with us.
Thanks. We're glad to be here.
Well, why don't we start with names? That's the easiest thing.
Okay, I'm Chase. This is my bride, Jess. What's your name?
Diane.
And who's this?
Courage.
And this is Courage.
Is that Courage?
Courage likes to share.
Yeah, apple.
Hi, Courage. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm flat.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Yes, you are.
There you go, Courage.
Hey, Chase, share what both you guys do at Refuge. How long you been at Refuge and what you guys both do at Refuge?
Yeah, great question. So we've been at Refuge for now almost 4.5 years. Coming up on it, I think during the summer. And I am the young adults pastor, as well as I oversee the local outreach. And then I get to be one of the pastors over there on the staff here, or over here. On the staff at Refuge.
Yeah.
over there, over here. you know, quarantine, I think, has made my brain kind of just confused on where we're at exactly. But yes, I could be one of the pastors on staff at Refuge. I'm thankful for that. And Jess, in years past, has done just so much with me. She would do a lot of the administration. She would do a lot of the girls mentoring. But in this season, and then she's also even helped do some design around the church, but in this season, she's kind of taken a step back and primarily focused on discipling our little guys in this season.
Those two guys right there.
Yeah. These guys are
the future.
Yeah. That's a huge job. We know that. Yeah. and probably the most important job for your family for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Chase, you guys have been putting up videos, for young adults. In this season, we're on Instagram.
Yeah, so it's on Instagram. You go to @lifeinresponse, and there's different videos that we've been posting up. Different people within the community, and then Jess and I have been able to do little segments together as well, and that's been a blessing this season as well. Kind of answering questions that people might have.
What are you guys missing most about being at Refuge?
Oh, missing most. You want to start first?
I think hugs, like physical touch, being able to hug people. I miss children's ministry, being able to sit in a service.
Yeah,
a little bit different.
Yeah, and you know, to that point, and maybe for just some information for people who are watching and watching you guys getting recorded, we've been talking about what it looks like to bring children's ministry back. That seems to be on everyone's mind. The slowest thing to come back. So even when we get back into the building, we're trying to figure out what parents can do with their kids, because the children's ministry seems to be the one that most churches are delaying the most. So, but we're working out of that. We're talking about it. So.
Oh, the Acuna family.
Hey!
Oh,
who made that, Zion?
All of us.
Nice.
All of us. That's awesome.
Well, you guys did a great job.
Oh, fam. I thought it was a team.
Oh, he loves the Lion King, and he loves the Lion Guard. And so we thought it would be fun to just make it kind of that theme. And plus, our last name being Acuna, I think Acuna Matata has always had a little connection to us, too.
So. I like that.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Zion. Zion.
Hi.
Zion. One of the things I miss about being at Refuge is seeing you walk into my office and us hang out together.
Oh, do you miss that? Do you miss playing?
I miss seeing you guys in there.
Oh,
Chase, what's something that you're missing?
You know what? I think it's been a blessing to know that we can still meet on Zoom. I think about what would have happened if this was 10 years ago when we didn't have the capability to see each other. That would have been so much more of a challenge. But there is something so special about being able to be in the presence with people and face to face, and being able to see people's eyes and just smile and talk. And so I think just the physical presence of just being with people is definitely what I miss the most. Yeah.
So what do you guys like to do as a family together during this time?
I know wrestling, right? The boys like to wrestle.
Yeah. David, do you want to answer?
We found that we all like running. Zion's a good runner.
Yeah.
So we enjoy running a lot, lots of walks, to the beach. We're pretty active on the beach, so I think we fall into that category of still being active while we're there.
Yeah.
Running around.
Lou liked hiking in the season too. I think the boys too have really enjoyed running through the sprinklers and also just keeping
forts.
Cool. Making forts, that's been really cool too.
Aww,
so
fun.
But those are probably the biggest things that we've been up to that's new.
Yeah. Definitely have more time to do all the walks and get out together.
And we talked about this a little, Jace, you actually did the devotion for our staff yesterday. And you talked a little about some lessons learned in this season.
Yeah.
And one of those was the setting apart of the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Say a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know what? So I think one of the things that we don't always realize is just how quickly we're moving, how many things that we have in our schedules. And I think one of the things that we kind of learn in this time frame is something called a rule of life, where you're basically setting your time frames kind of up where you can make sure that you're spending time with the Lord. You're making sure that you're investing into things with your family. And then adding in things kind of as they come. But instead, sometimes I think we get into the place where we have tons of different things to do. And then we're like, well, if it works out, then I'll spend time with the Lord. Or if it works out, then I'll spend time with the family. So we've been kind of trying to reverse that and allow just the priorities to be kind of put first. And then after that, then the other things kind of coming in as we have time for it. So,
yeah,
that's good.
For sure.
Yesterday, Jess, in our Devo time, Chase said, all the smart things I'm about ready to say come from Jess. And anything else that maybe comes by, and it, even if it's off, it comes from me. So we pretty much teased him the whole time after that.
It's true. She has a lot of wisdom.
Yeah. What would you guys like to share with the Refuge family if you're talking to them and they're on the other side of this video call? What do you want to say to them?
You want to go first?
I think to still see the Lord in the midst of all this. I think a lot of times too, we try to find the reason behind maybe why this is happening or what's going on, how to deal with change. But to still see the Lord in his character, to kind of define, like, where is God in all of this? And what's his character? And what am I learning about his character? And personalizing it and seeing, what does he want to do in me? And what's my role in this, too? And so I think not missing out on the Lord and all that's going on, and that he's still on the throne, he's still in control, he's still coming back, and we still have a role and a purpose to do, even if things around us are different and changing. So that's been sweet for us, just to rethink of, and then teach our boys too that God's still on the throne.
Yeah,
and I think for me, I would say something along the lines too of just to keep perspective, right, in the midst of it, to know that, you know, God is still in control. He loves you. He's still active. And man, if you have his spirit inside of you, like Jess was saying, he wants to use you even in this time frame, that he's still at work. And the promise is that even through hardships, that he's using it ultimately for our good, for our shaping to become more like Christ. And in the joys and the things that we're learning this season, to not forget it, but really to put those things into practice. And it's kind of like a reset button that we all got to have. We got to kind of take a step back and we got to look at, okay, like in light of all that was going on, what are the important things and what are the things that God, you want to do in our heart? And I really feel like just that this is a time frame where the Lord is doing something fresh. He is doing something new, and he definitely has done that in us. So that's been cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what is the object in your house? We asked everyone to bring on an object and kind of share a little bit about the object in your house that represents your family.
Yeah.
Zai, you want to share, baby?
Zai, do you want to share the object that...
He's busy.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys ever read this. This is our dinner time Bible, but we all love this.
I feel like it's been cool too, because it's geared towards kids, but I feel like there's so many times where Jess and I are reading it and we're just like ministered to ourselves. We're like, we've been taught through those passages and we're like, oh man, that is so good. Like, but yeah, I think that's definitely been a blessing to our family, and it definitely keeps our focus on Jesus as a family together.
And it has a bookmark.
And it has a bookmark. You're right.
Yeah, you have a bookmark?
He's got everything.
Zion, there's a bookmark?
Yes.
All right, hey, Zion.
Check it out. It is the flat edition right there, too.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
pretty cool.
We don't have the flat edition.
All right, Zion, here's a question for you. What's your favorite ice cream?
Rocky Road.
Ooh, I like Rocky Road. How about you guys? What's the Acuna favorite ice cream?
So we found out recently that we're all dairy free.
Welcome to the club.
Okay. Have you guys been to Hug Life?
No, but we've heard about it through Chase.
So they're still open. They have an amazing matcha, and so that's my favorite, the matcha. And then Chase likes the banana boy.
Yeah, it's a vegan, non-dairy ice cream place, too. So everyone gets to enjoy because you can't eat dairy.
There you go. Nice. Favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie, Zach?
Lion King.
Lion King?
Lion King.
That is a good one. Do you want to say it?
We recently watched I Still Believe.
Oh, yeah.
So it was good.
So good.
It was good. It was a good cry, like an ugly cry if you watch it. And it's so sad, but so good. I would say Remember the Titans is always a favorite.
Oh, yes. Inspirational sports movies. Yeah. They're the best.
Yeah, I would say, man, it's so hard to choose, but I think if I were to go for a recent one that we just really loved, it was probably the new Aladdin, too. That one just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The new live action one. So, yeah.
What about your favorite food?
Sushi.
Non-ice cream food.
Sushi. Sashimi.
Sashimi.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, that's an elevated palate there for that little guy. Sashimi.
Don't even know what sashimi is. What about game? Do you guys have a favorite game?
Favorite game? So we're pretty competitive. So I would say I like to do the games where I win.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Just pick those.
Never happens, so we all like the games. So we all
we all they all kind of
Well, we love you guys.
Yeah,
we love having you at Refuge. You're just an incredible couple. I really admire the way you guys love the Lord and the way you love each other. Just even listening to Chase, that's the reversal right there.
I tell you, every parent right now is loving all of this. They're like, yes, this is what life is like.
Yep. I was going to say this and then we got to go, but I was going to say the way that Chase seeks to honor you, Jess, in the office is very, it's very cool to see the way he does that and wants to bless you. And I know you're the same way with him, but I only get his end. But he's a great man. Awesome. Awesome guy.
Praise God. We love you guys and we're thankful for the opportunity and thankful for the opportunity to be able to serve here at Refuge. And yeah, it's such a gift for us. The boys are loving the computer right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's Bethany's gonna close us in prayer.
All right. Lord Jesus, we just praise you and we thank you for the Acuñas and their family and just pray that you would continue to be with them, watch over them, continue to guide them in their marriage, as parents, in their ministry. And we just praise you for this time that you have called us away to rethink the things that we're doing. And just pray that you would continue to guide each and every one of us, Lord, to only do the things that you are calling us to do. We pray that you go before us today and that we would experience your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Bye, Acuña family. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.